I don't really remember much. I remember us being at the wedding during the day, and then my mind just went blank. Obviously, because they all said that I wanted to go downtown in Hartlepool anyway after the wedding. But I don't remember much about that. It's all still a bit fuzzy. I don't remember anything. All I know is they tried to put me in an induced coma, and the doctors couldn't put me in an induced coma because my body was so physically robust and it was just fighting off all the drugs. So they had to put me on maximum dosage to put me asleep so they could do the operation. I didn't really understand what actually happened to me when I woke up. I was still a bit, obviously, dazy. I just couldn't understand what happened to me. It's been hard since all through my career, as in being in the army. I've always picked up stuff really easy. And with this kind of problems I've got now is where I struggle. I can't take on information properly. I'm overthinking too much, and I'm trying to like take things in little steps. I'm starting to notice people's been a bit distant from me, because, or some people think I'm perfectly fine, which with brain injury gotten standard, you can have your downs and lows, well, downs and highs, and you get that all the time, which is frustrating massively. The only thing I've actually kept is my physical robustness.
While you were in the army, you survived an attack, didn't you, an IED?
It was, yeah, in 2009, 28th of November. I went over an IED and I was on the 50 cal on top of the Jackal. I blew about 50 foot up in the air and hit the floor pretty hard, apparently. When I kind of got out my daze, I could move my arms, but I couldn't move my body. The doctor said I wouldn't be able to really walk or anything for like 6 months. And I was walking about after 2 months after it.
And to survive that in one of the most dangerous parts of the world, and then to go through what you've been through because one person came up to you and hit you once, can you even get your head around that?
You get people anywhere you go like that. You've just got to watch what you're doing. Obviously, on that night, I wish I didn't drink so much, because then I might have been able to react accordingly to what happened. I had my hands in my pockets at the time. It was more cowardly than anything that I got attacked like that.
And what do you think of your attacker? If he was here now, what would you say to him?
I couldn't really say anything. With 29 previous convictions, that the justice system is too lenient. But the judge decided to put towards that, and it was their decision at the end of the day. This could happen to anybody, just from someone like doing stupid little things. If people are aware of it more, they'll be able to look after themselves even more and maybe think about it before they actually try to do something. Or if someone does attack someone,